Today is March 18th, 2025, and you're listening to Space News First Up.
Did you know Space News offers four newsletters, First Up published Monday to Friday and sent at 9 a.m. Eastern Time? Military Space is sent out Tuesday, Space Next AI on Thursday, and on Friday, we send out a curated newsletter of the week's top stories in our Space News This Week newsletter. Visit spacenews.com to sign up.
Here are today's top headlines in space. A Crew Dragon spacecraft is on its way back to Earth with four people on board, including two who have been in space since last June. SES is shrinking its board of directors in an effort to appease an activist shareholder. Firefly Aerospace said its Blue Ghost 1 lander has completed a successful mission on the surface of the moon. And Izar Aerospace is preparing for a first launch of its Spectrum rocket as soon as Thursday.
First Up is produced by Space News, the industry standard for professional space journalism. Visit spacenews.com for breaking news, policy updates, and original analysis.
We begin today with news that a Crew Dragon spacecraft is on its way back to Earth with four people on board, including two who have been in space since last June. The Crew 9 Crew Dragon spacecraft undocked from the station at 1:05 a.m. Eastern today, with the spacecraft scheduled to splash down off Florida's Gulf Coast at 5:57 p.m. Eastern today. The spacecraft is returning NASA astronaut Nick Hague and Roscosmos cosmonaut Alexander Gorbunov, who launched to the station last September on the same spacecraft, as well as NASA astronauts Suni Williams and Butch Wilmore, who arrived on the station last June on a CST-100 Starliner test flight. CES is shrinking its board of directors in an effort to appease an activist shareholder. The company said Monday it will reduce its board from 11 to 9 members while proposing to add to the board Ellen Lord, former Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition, and retired Space Force General John Shaw. Appaloosa, a hedge fund which owns 7% of SES, had called for an overhaul of SES's share capital and board structure. Appaloosa said it welcomed the changes but called on SES to make additional steps, such as returning cash to shareholders. Appaloosa also sought to reduce the control the government of Luxembourg has on SES, but the company said the government's special Class B shares cannot be taken away by a vote of other shareholders. Firefly Aerospace said its Blue Ghost 1 lander has completed a successful mission on the surface of the moon. The lander made its final transmission to controllers Sunday evening, more than 2 weeks after landing. Firefly said the lander met 100% of its objectives, with its 10 NASA payloads returning lunar science and technology development data. Blue Ghost 1 also returned stunning images of an eclipse as the Earth passed in front of the Sun on Friday. Isar Aerospace is preparing for a first launch of its Spectrum rocket as soon as Thursday. The company said Monday it received a launch license from Norwegian regulators for the inaugural Spectrum mission, scheduled to launch between March 20th and March 31st from Andøya Spaceport in northern Norway. The test flight of the rocket carries no customer payloads, and Isar said it will use the launch to test each and every component and system of the rocket. In other news, Chinese commercial launch company Galactic Energy successfully sent 8 satellites into orbit early Monday. The company's Series 1 rocket lifted off at 4:07 a.m. Eastern from the Jiuquan Satellite Launch Center, placing its payloads into sun-synchronous orbits. The payloads consisted of 6 Yunyao 1, 55 to 60, satellites, each equipped with GNSS occultation payloads to collect weather data, along with the AirSat, Zhonke, 06 and 07 satellites, equipped with multispectral imager payloads. Galactic Energy has launched 18 of the solid fuel Series 1 rockets, all but one of which have been successful. Rocket Lab completed the deployment of a constellation for French company Kineus with a launch Monday night. An Electron rocket lifted off from the company's New Zealand launch site at 9:31 p.m. Eastern, deploying 5 satellites into sun-synchronous orbits a little more than an hour later. The launch was the 5th and final mission under a 2021 contract between Rocket Lab and Kineus to deploy a constellation of 25 satellites for Internet of Things and automatic identification system tracking. Kineus says the full constellation will enter commercial service in June. The launch was the 2nd in a little more than 3 days for Rocket Lab. Politico reports that a Commerce Department official responsible for rural broadband projects is leaving the agency and warning that SpaceX's Starlink system may benefit. Evan Feinman stepped down as director of the Broadband Equity, Access, and Deployment (BEAD) program at the department and said he was concerned Elon Musk, CEO of SpaceX and a close advisor to President Trump, would use the $42.5 billion program to award contracts to Starlink. BEAD was designed to provide grants for rural broadband projects, with an emphasis on fiber, but the program was criticized for a slow rollout. The Commerce Department is expected to shift to a technology-neutral approach to BEAD projects that could include satellite broadband. Separately, the New York Times reports that Starlink service is now available at the White House, sort of. While the Starlink internet service is available in White House offices, the antennas are located at a data center several miles away, with service routed through cables. Musk reportedly is providing the service as a gift, but that has raised both ethical and cybersecurity questions. The Press Trust of India reports that India's space agency ISRO has won approval for another lunar mission. The Chandrayaan-5 mission, a joint effort with Japan, once known as LUPEX, will deliver a 250-kilogram rover to the moon. ISRO did not announce a launch date for Chandrayaan-5. The agency is already working on Chandrayaan-4, a lunar sample return mission slated to launch in 2027. The Chosun Ilbo reports that South Korea's space agency CASA is creating a task force for Mars exploration, anticipating potential shifts in U.S. space exploration policy. The committee will look at ways South Korea can cooperate in Mars exploration, something CASA had not put on its roadmap until 2045. CASA officials noted that they do not expect major changes to Artemis, but want to prepare for a greater emphasis on Mars they expect from the Trump administration. CASA will also participate in an International Day, hosted by SpaceX next month at its Starbase test site.